But in Christian terms, that way of thinking is secondary. Because what the Christian tradition has done is it's developed the notion of resurrection in an entirely fresh and original and striking way. A way that is, of course, rooted in the primal Christian experience, which was of the resurrection of Jesus. They saw him die on the cross. On the third day, they found the tomb empty. And then there was encounter after encounter with the living and risen Christ. And that's the big bang, if you like, that stands at the heart of the Christian church and of Christian living, this conviction of the risenness of Christ. And the New Testament, Paul especially, articulates the idea of resurrection, of our resurrection, around Jesus' resurrection. We don't have our own individual resurrections separately from his. We certainly, Paul believes, have our own resurrections. But they are in his. They are contained in his. As he says to the Romans, do not know that as many of you as were baptized into Christ's death. If we have been baptized then into his death, then we have a share in his resurrection also. Baptism into death and baptism into resurrection. The notion of our individual experiences existing at all because we are now in Christ and they are the working out in our lives of the great resurrection that God the Father has accomplished in Jesus. Jesus' resurrection is understood in the New Testament as his vindication. The powers of darkness and evil have done their worst with him and he is vindicated. But there's a whole new level of depth and richness that is introduced in the idea that his resurrection is ours. Not only is his resurrection ours, or ours a share in his, but his resurrection is understood in the New Testament to be a healing of the whole cosmos, the making of a new creation. If anyone is in Christ, says Paul, if anyone is in Christ, then a new creation has come to be. God has not simply set things right, he's made a new thing into which we've been baptized, a new thing in which we share, a new thing that is there in the resurrection of Christ. It's an extraordinarily original and dynamic understanding of what resurrection is, which still allows the possibility of the traditional imagery of resurrection connected with judgment, but it sets it in a quite different framework. So we are baptized into his death, and we are baptized into his resurrection. And the hope that we have is not simply a hope that after death we get back bodies of some kind. That is part of the hope, but it's not the essence of the hope. The essence of the hope is that we're part of a new creation already, and a new creation that we're going to live eternally in Christ. You can have lots of fun speculation about the resurrection body. I've always liked those Egyptian monks of the 6th century who thought that because the sphere was the perfect mathematical shape in the resurrection, we would all be perfectly spherical. We will roll around in heaven like billiard balls. That's what they thought. I don't know what form the risen body will take. It is a body in which, through which we relate. We relate eternally to one another. We relate to God in heaven. But above all, these are bodies that are contained within the one risen body that is the body of Christ, the body with which we are connected through this Eucharist. There died just a couple of weeks ago David Jenkins, who many of you will remember as Bishop of Durham. He was made bishop in the mid-1980s. The press, one of the stock characters in the media is the bishop who doesn't believe anything. And David Jenkins filled that role for the English press in the mid-1980s very, very unfairly, because actually David Jenkins was a proper Christian believer with a subtle and deep grasp of Christian doctrine, a far deeper grasp of Christian doctrine than his critics had. But they absolutely loved putting the boot in. And you may remember that the night before he was to be consecrated Bishop of Durham, York Minster was struck by lightning, and it was seriously suggested that this was a sign of divine displeasure at the imminent consecration of David Jenkins. The thing that he got more stick for than anything else was when he was asked about the resurrection, and he said, it's more than a conjuring trick with bones. Headlines next day, Bishop says resurrection is a conjuring trick with bones. Which of course, is the exact opposite of what he wanted to say, which is more or less what I've been saying, that the Christian doctrine of the resurrection is so much more than about some bones being articulated one to the other by some kind of divine mechanism. So much more than that. It is each of our share in the central fact that Christians believe, the primal Christian truth, that God has raised Christ gloriously from the dead, punched a hole clean through death, and has given each of us to share with him in his resurrection. And to that risen Lord, and to his heavenly Father, and to the Holy Spirit, be might, majesty, and glory, now and always. Amen.
Amen.